Huawei, China's largest telecommunication equipment company, says it has hooked up one-third of the world's population to networks that use its gear. ZTE, another Chinese powerhouse in the sector, is now the world's fifth largest company among its global peers. Zha Xiaogang with the Shanghai Institute for International Studies says Chinese ICT companies have many advantages in the global market.
First is the advantage of cost, because the Chinese cost is much lower even now compared to the United States. And the second advantage is the economy of scale, because we have so many production lines here and we have these production like facilities together.
He adds that the conglomerate of production values of the high-tech sector is also very important when they go through competitions in the U.S. market. But their robust development seems to have done little to help them enter the United States. Statistics show that only 5 of the world's top 50 telecom carriers are not Chinese IT company Huawei's customers, and 4 out of the 5 are from the U.S. William Cho, managing partner of the Deloitte TMT Group, says the U.S. market is very uniquely local-driven.
The overseas sales only occupy a very small portion of the global revenue compared to other European companies. For example, like Vodafone, their overseas sales are nearly like 90%, and Deutsche Telekom, their overseas sales is 50%. But U.S. telecom carrier like Verizon, AT&T, their overseas sales only occupy 1% of their total revenue.
He adds that domestic revenue is very important to U.S. telecom carriers, so they will protect their local market as keenly as possible. This results in some obstacles for Chinese companies to get in. Li Yong is vice chairman of the China Association of International Studies.
I think basically there are two obstacles. Actually, they are kind of interconnected. One is protectionism, and secondly is the politicization of the trade and investment relations between China and some of the countries that Chinese companies doing business or having investment in.
Cai Cui-hong is professor at the Fudan University specializing in Sino-U.S. relations. She says there are mainly 3 strategies Chinese companies can adopt in countering protectionism, including appealing to the arbitral authorities, bilateral negotiation, and unilateral retaliation.
For example, they can appeal to the arbitration committee of the WTO. But in ZTE and Huawei's case, the damage has already been made, while the appealing process is relatively long, so it might not be so effective. Second is bilateral negotiation. Relative government departments, such as the Ministry of Commerce, can negotiate with the American counterparts. Unilateral retaliation is the last option, which is to give him a dose of his own medicine.
Other than those external factors, Chinese companies' market performances are also restricted by their own weaknesses. Researcher at the Shanghai Institute for International Studies, Zha Xiaogang again.
The first and the uttermost one is they are not familiar with the local political and legal environment. And the second is Chinese companies in general still lack of the experience of international operation, and we need to learn more like in the future. And the third is the lack of the internationalized intellectual talents to support a Chinese company's expansion overseas.
He also says that poor management of some Chinese companies overseas, especially in Africa and Latin America, have affected the industry's reputation. However, Professor Cai Cui-hong suggests if they want to stand firm in the global market, providing competitive products will be the key. For CRI, I'm Cao Yuwei.